Well, were you just waiting for the dad speech to get your first goal as a Sabre?
No, just good timing, I guess, for him. Sometimes it takes 54 or 55 games, so it is what it is. But it was good to get it.
Talk about it. And really, both goals were the same thing. You know, get pucks and people to the net, and you got a couple of goals out of it.
Yeah, exactly. When we get to the net, obviously, you know, you push the goalie back in his crease. You know, when you play on the perimeter and he sees everything, he gets in a groove. And I think we've done that a lot this year. But, yeah, the past couple games we're getting to the paint and we're pushing that goalie back and we're getting some tips and rebounds. And there, I mean, I don't think he saw it. It ends up just going right in. So, obviously, you know, he catches it if there's no net front presence there.
You've had some chances, I mean, to get that first goal as a Sabre. Were you starting to get frustrated with it, or how were you feeling about it?
No, it's always nice to contribute offensively. And, yeah, I've gotten some chances. I've missed some chances, and, you know, they just haven't been going in, and that's just part of it. You don't try to change anything, right? I don't focus on it too much, no.
It's pretty much a close game throughout. What did you like about the way you stuck with it tonight?
We just, you know, we've had the same mindset, right? We obviously let up the first one. Sorry. what was I saying?
Same mindset.
Oh, yeah, same mindset. We were just getting to the net, and we played pretty good. That first period was back and forth, and obviously they got that first one. Didn't change our game, though.
Connor, how did you guys... You had the last 3 minutes and 30 seconds, 6-on-5. How do you feel you played it as a team?
Good. We took care of the front of our net. Hoopy made some saves. We got some big blocks. And that's what it's all about. They got that extra guy. I thought we took away the middle. We took away the seam passes pretty well. Kept making them going up and over, up and over. And just trying to kill that clock. So I thought we did really good.
How important is it to win a 2-1 game like this for you guys as a group? I mean, especially when you have younger players. I mean, it's something where you have to manage situations and really lock it down.
Yeah, it's great. I just talked a little bit about our mindset. And earlier in the year, I don't think, you know, they score first. We kind of go, oh, no, you know, and then it snowballs and we don't play to our potential. But it's been great the past couple games.
You're 2-0 with the dads. Are they staying? Are they going to just keep staying until you guys lose one?
I hope so. But, you know, it was great having them. It was a great, you know, week for us and them just to get that, just to hang out and, you know, see what the life on the road's like.
Your dad called for dirty goals. Was yours a dirty goal? Does that count?
I count it. Just because so many bodies are at the net, you know, we love that. So, no, it was good to get it.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Connor.